Hello, this is Emma Jo from KMFM. And if you missed the hit list surgery with Kent Police, then these are the best bits from the show.
The hit list.
Kent Police. Recruiting now.
Now it is the hit list surgery with Kent Police, and we are answering all your questions about whether a career in Kent Police is right for you. And I am very excited to be joined by some special guests with me tonight. I've got Sergeant Jack Sims, PC Vicky Stewart, and Temporary Chief Inspector Dan Carter. Welcome to KMFM, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Now, could you all start by telling us a little bit about what you do and how your jobs differ? Shall we start with Dan, please?
Good evening. Yes, Dan Carter. I've been in Kent Police for about just under 20 years now, with quite an operational frontline uniform background. Over the last 18 months, I've led the recruitment campaign for Kent Police. Hence, I'm here today to try and really promote the opportunities that are available within Kent Police at this time due to the various uplifts, etc.
Yeah, because there are like loads of amazing opportunities, aren't there, Dan?
There's about 120 different roles as an officer within Kent, which is really exciting times for people out there. And those opportunities for us to promote today to ensure that people really understand what they are and how we can assist them into the organisation.
So what is it exactly that you do?
I'm part of the HR innovation team, so we're looking at innovative ways in which we can really attract various different candidates into the organisation to ensure we meet the uplift on behalf of the Police and Crime Commissioner that was put forward this year.
So what about you, Jack? What do you do on a sort of day-to-day basis?
So daily I engage with the community, I go out to events, go to jobs fairs, go to schools, and just try and encourage people to join the police and dispel any myths that they might have.
And what is the best part, would you say, about your job?
Well, I've been a police officer for 12 years. I absolutely love what I do, and I love being able to tell everyone what I've done and the things that I look forward to doing as part of my career and sort of encouraging people to join.
And am I right in thinking that you spend a lot of time going out into the community and doing stuff like that?
Yes, nearly every day. I'll be in the community, speaking to people, giving them reasons to join and just encouraging them and telling them how good a job it is.
Now, Vicky, am I right in thinking you are the newest recruit here tonight?
I am, yes. I've been in the force for just over a year now.
And how has it been the last year? What have you, you know, found to be really interesting?
So I've just come out of my training. I'm now on the local policing team. So if you call 999 or 101, then either be me or one of the many other officers on the same team will come and answer your call.
Oh, wonderful. What's your favourite part about the job?
You just get to see such a different variety of things every day. You know that coming into work, you're never going to have 2 days that are the same. Every call is different.
It sounds absolutely incredible. There's so much to learn. I've got so many questions for you guys as well, and I'm sure you do as well at home if you're listening right now. If you do have any questions at all, please do get in touch. It can literally be, could be about anything, basically. It can be about anything working for Kent Police, can't it, guys? You guys are up for answering anything, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes.
87474 is a text number. Start your message with the word KMFM. We're at KMFM official on Twitter and on Instagram as well. And tonight we are talking all about what it is like working for Kent Police and whether it's the sort of thing maybe you might be interested in. Now, first of all, guys, I am going to ask you the big old question. Why should people consider a career at Kent Police, Jack?
Well, do you want a career that's different every day? Do you want something that's rewarding? Do you want something that's challenging? Do you want something that's varied, where you're able to help the community? Whatever call you go to, whatever role you're in, you're going to be helping the community.
I mean, that is the one thing I think that you've touched upon before. It is just completely different every single day, isn't it? It's not like doing a 9 to 5 where you're just sat in the office, like replying to emails all the time.
No, every single job within Kent Police will be different every single day.
It's incredible. And we have actually had our very first question from a listener.
Hi, I'm Mike, and I'm in Margate. My question is, how long does the training process take from start to finish? Or does it depend?
Now, Dan, do you want to answer that one for us?
Yeah, of course. Initially, I'll start with the application side of things. So we've reduced the application time. So from the day you put your application form in and to the day you start the police, we've reduced that to around 4 to 5 months, which is significantly reduced from where it was. So the chance of you getting into Kent Police is a lot quicker now. With regards to training, once you're into Kent Police, it's a 19-week training programme, which is really, really well supported throughout. And Vicky, who's been in just under about a year, she recently went through that 19-week training programme. Perhaps, Vicky, you can talk about what you did within that 19 weeks.
Yes, yeah, so within the 19 weeks, obviously you learn about all the different bits of law that you need to know, so that will help you when you become a police officer. And you also do lots of physical training. You've got to be physically fit to chase after a criminal, they decide to run off. And you also do personal safety training, where you get taught how to use your handcuffs, your Parva spray, which is like pepper spray, and you also get issued a baton as well. And you also do a driving course, so then that'll allow you to drive the police cars. There are also some various sort of different exams that you need to pass as well, but you get lots of support doing those. You get a lot of support from the trainers, from each other, and where you're all there and where the cohorts are quite big, you're going to make lifelong friends, and you're going to help each other to get through, because the end goal is that you will want to pass. So
it sounds amazing. It sounds like you learned so much in that first year. It really is really crucial, really, to the whole training process. I'm really interested about the physical side of things and getting fit and stuff. I'm going to ask you more about that in a minute. Now, we are, of course, in the middle of the hit list surgery with Kent Police. And this could be something to think about if you're getting your results tomorrow, actually, because Kent Police are, of course, recruiting now. I'm joined with Sergeant Jack Sims, PC Vicky Stewart, and Temporary Chief Inspector Dan Carter. And actually, Dan, I wanted to know what qualifications you need to be a police officer.
Yeah, of course. So the actual qualification to become a police officer, you need a 2 A-levels or a level 3 qualification. That's the minimum qualifications required to go direct in as a police constable. There is alternative routes in if you have it. So if you don't quite get those grades tomorrow, there are alternative routes in, whether that be through joining our specials and being in there for 2 years, or going through our force control room or investigation management unit, etc. There's other routes in, not solely dependent on the 2 A-levels or level 3 qualification. What I would like to say, though, is if you are expected to get your 2 A-levels, you can apply now without having had the results yet. There is a facility to put your application form in prior to getting those results. And as long as you have those results before you join, then that's fine as well.
Oh, cool. OK, and we've got another question right now from Barry listening.
Hi, Emma Jo. It's Barry here in Rochester. When you train as an officer, do you get to choose a certain specialism in the force to work in, or do you become a constable and then apply to work in areas like cyber or CID?
Oh, that was a good question. Now, Jack, I'm going to throw this question out to you and also ask you what CID actually is, because I've got to be honest and admit I don't actually know.
So firstly, CID is our criminal investigation department, made up of detectives. They will investigate serious or complex cases that have come in from victims of crime. But to answer Barry's question, after 2 years, you finish your probation, so you're deemed as a competent officer, and then you can look to specialise into, so you can move laterally into firearms or traffic or become a detective, or equally you could sit the sergeant's exams and try and get promoted.
So are there loads of different specialisms you could go into, just depending on what you're interested in personally?
It's completely down to what you're interested in, and Kent Police will support you to whichever role you want to go into. There's 120 different specialisms within Kent Police.
120?
Significant amount of jobs for
you. Oh my God, that is incredible. Now, we are loving hearing all of your questions this evening, so do please keep sending them in.
Kent Police, recruiting now.
Oh yes, they are. It is the hit list surgery with Kent Police, and we are answering all your questions. I'm Emma Jo. I am joined with Sergeant Jack Sims, PC Vicky Stewart, and Temporary Chief Inspector Dan Carter. Now we have got another question from one of our lovely listeners. This is from Miriam.
Hi Emma Jo, my name's Miriam and I'm from Canterbury. I'm 19 and I'm interested in applying for the Kent Police. I was just wondering if you get paid whilst you're training, or would I need to do a regular job whilst I was doing it?
Oh, now this is a bit about training, Vicky, so do you want to answer this one?
Yes, so obviously you do the first 19 weeks of training, but during that time you are paid £24,000 a year. It's Monday to Friday, 8 till 4. You know, what better way to train and be paid at the same time? And then once that training is finished, you then have a little bit of annual leave before you then move on to the next part.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, we've got another question as well from Jason.
Hey, Emma and KMFM. My name's Jason and I'm in Rochester. I always wanted to join the police when I was in school, but was told the physical part of the test was really hard and it really put me off. What's involved and would I need to be really fit?
Oh, now, Jack, do you need to be very physically fit?
You do need to be fit. We have a bleep test that you need to pass. It's a 15-metre bleep test. You're running for about 3 minutes. It's not very long. It's something you can prepare for. You can download an app on your phone so you can practice at home.
Oh, really? You can download an app? That's so handy.
You can download an app, practice at home, this is the one thing that you can prepare for. Running a couple of times a week, you should be able to pass.
Oh, wonderful. That's really, really good to know. I'm doing couch to 5K at the moment. So I feel like maybe I could warm up to it. I might practice.
If you can run 5K, you can definitely do 5.4 on the bleep test.
Really?
Definitely.
That's good to know. Now we have got Maddie on the phone. Hello, Maddie. Where are you?
Hello, I'm in Rochester.
Oh, lovely. And what is your question for the guys this evening?
So my question is, I currently work with children with disabilities, but I'm interested in getting into sort of safeguarding vulnerable children, and wondered sort of how I go about this and if there's sort of specific role within the police and more information about it, really.
Good evening, Maddie. My name's Dan Carter. I'm the Chief Inspector from the HR Innovation Team. It's a really, really good question. And first of all, vulnerability is sort of the backbone of Kent Police at the moment. With the way in which we look to try and address vulnerability without our whole society is absolutely key. And the opportunities to assist in addressing that in the county is huge. There are lots of different specific roles within the police with regards to vulnerability. Whether you're a local policing officer who will go to any number of variety of calls to go and help vulnerable victims, or whether you become a dedicated officer perhaps within our missing person team to look in ways in which we can address vulnerability and look to try and reduce that within our county. Now, those opportunities come, you'll have your 2 years as a probationary officer, and throughout that 2 years, you will be addressing vulnerability continuously. At the end of that 2 years, you'll be able to specialise into different roles in which you think that you may take your fancy.
Oh, OK, that sounds interesting. And so you just sort of you go in and it's part of your training, and you cover that within your training?
Absolutely. Our training, as I'm sure Vicky will back me up here, throughout the 19 weeks, vulnerability and the way in which we help and support people within our communities is embedded throughout the whole of the training. And it's really, really key for us that it's sort of, as I said, the backbone of Kent Police at the moment, vulnerability.
Yeah, so not only do you learn about all the different types of law that you're going to need, you get lots of different inputs. So you get an input on mental health, domestic abuse, to name a few, on missing people, on intelligence. There's so many to list, but yeah, as you go through the training, you get like a piece of everything that you could come across.
Clearly, you have a lot of experience with regard to that. From what you said there, you've got a lot of experience that you can bring to the force, and obviously we can look to share that good experience amongst our peers as well.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Has that answered your question, Maddie?
Yes, no, that definitely has. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for phoning in. I think it's fair to say, obviously, all of us have had a little moment where we've been watching a bit of Line of Duty, a bit of Luther, and we've been like, oh, I'd like to do that. That looks like a good job. But in real life, Dan, working for Kent Police must be completely different from how it is on the TV.
I think it's fair to say that the programmes that are on TV, they do operate with an element of licence to make things a little bit more interesting for the viewer. However, what I will say, we're working for Kent Police. 20 years I've been in now, and I've enjoyed probably every single day of it. I have a really, really good career throughout, and I've done so many different things, from warrants and breaking through people's doors early in the morning, driving fast cars, but really importantly, helping people out there, making a real difference to the community. So whilst they're really good to watch, there is some element of truth within the programmes, but subsequently, we're there to really help people, and actually, it's a great job.
And that is the bit you don't see on the TV dramas, isn't it? The helping people.
Yeah, it's a lot harder. It takes a lot of time to build confidence with victims, etc., and support them through. You know, we recognise our job is not just catching criminals and putting them before custody. It takes it right the way through, preparing the case file and taking to the court and ensuring we get us convictions to make our streets safer for the public.
Now, we've had another question from a listener. Let's hear.
Hi, KMFM. It's Victoria in Dover listening tonight. I was surprised about the salary. I always thought that it was less. So my question is, what are the hours like? Are the days really long? And what would a regular week's worth of shifts look like?
Vicky, do you want to answer this one?
Yeah, so after the training, you go to work in 40 hours a week. These are split over 10-hour shifts. You'll do maybe sort of 3 days, 4 days on with about 2-3 days off. And then these sort of alternate over 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And, you know, you'll be working on weekends, your birthday and even Christmas.
I think the important thing to say is we work on a shift pattern, which is a 24-hour, throughout the 24-hour period. The important thing is we work out of 5 weekends, you work 3 and have 2 off. Both of those are long weekends, so it does give you an opportunity. But the good thing about shifts is that when you are off duty, a lot of people are at work, and therefore the supermarkets are quieter, gyms are quieter, etc. So there are some real benefits to being on shifts as well.
That is a real pro, isn't it? Oh, I love a quiet gym, me. And another question from a listener.
Hi, Emma. It's Frank here in Maidstone. It's great to hear you're doing this. The police are great, but my question is this. You hear so much bad news stories about knife crime and that. Do you ever worry or feel nervous about being on the streets?
And Jack, what about that question then?
I don't think nervous comes into it, really. We go through a significant amount of training to keep us safe. We're given all the equipment that we need, got stab vests, handcuffs and things like that. Regular training to make sure we're safe. Our chief constable said that any officer in Kent can have a taser if they want to as well, so that's going to keep us safe. There's additional resources that are on every day, community policing teams, op raptor teams, just to help keep our colleagues safe every day.
I think it's important to stress as well, like you guys have already mentioned, there is a significant amount of training you obviously have to do.
There's a lot of training, 19 weeks initially, and then so we have to refresh every year on our handcuffs, batons and defensive skills to keep us safe, and first aid as well.
And it is the Hit List with Kent Police. We are doing a Hit List surgery at the moment. I am joined in the studio with Sergeant Jack Sims, PC Vicky Stewart and Temporary Chief Inspector Dan Carter. Now, I just wanted to tell you guys, actually, we've just had a really, really lovely message come in on Instagram from Zoe and Tom. It says, I'd just like to say a really big thank you to PC Nesbitt Dufort and PS Marshall, who both work in the Community Safety Unit in North Kent Police Station, for spending time talking to the members of Gravesham and Dartford Fab Club a few weeks ago. Now, I think I'm right in saying that the Fab Club is a group that works with people with severe physical and learning disabilities. Now, Dan, do you spend a lot of time working with people in diverse and really different communities?
Absolutely. Now, the increase in officers from the Police and Crime Commission has been from last year, an extra 200 officers last year and 180 officers this year. And one of the key things that we as an HR innovation team have looked to strive to improve is to ensure that our force is representative of the communities that we police. And the way in which we've done that is through our community liaison officers who are based within those community safety units, have reached out to our diverse communities within Kent. We've looked to identify barriers to those diverse communities to join the police, looked at ways in which we can overcome them to ensure we support them. And we've recently introduced a positive action programme for all BAME communities, etc., to join the police, a way which we can support them moving forward and increase and ensure our force is representative of the communities we face.
That must be another part of why the job is so rewarding, because you're meeting so many different people every day. It's not like you're just spending time with the same old people. You're meeting completely different people every day.
Absolutely. The communities in Kent is absolutely vast, all over the whole county. We meet them. Jack goes out to lots of different places with the community safety units, with the community liaison officers, to ensure we reach out and make sure every community is aware out of our recruitment campaign and how we can support them moving forward.
Definitely. And of course, every community is represented as well.
Evening KMFM. My name is Abby and I'm from Canterbury. Is it true that if you work in the police, that you're not allowed to be a constable in the town you live in? So for me, I wouldn't be able to police in Canterbury.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Vicky, can you answer that for us?
Yeah, so you can work in the town you live in. During the training, you get a chance to put down three areas that you'd like to work in, and then you may or may not get those three choices.
It will very much depend on where the gaps are within the force to allow, you know, where the establishment to make sure these.
Oh, okay. So it's not as strict as, like, you live there, you can't work there sort of thing.
Absolutely not.
And another question.
Hi, KMFM. I'm recently back from a gap year travelling and working in America. Looked at the website, is considering applying, and it says that you have to have lived in the UK for 3 years continuously. Would I need to wait until I've been back for 3 years to apply or not? Thanks for taking my question.
Dan, do you want to answer that one?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's absolutely right. The three-year rule is to allow us to do all the relevant vetting checks and for the security of the force. However, what I would say is it does allow you to be out of the country for a 12-month period. And therefore, if you haven't been any longer than 12 months, you've been on that year travel and you come back, you will still be able to apply.
We have absolutely loved going through all of your questions this evening. We've just been inundated. It's been absolutely amazing. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to answer all of them. But Jack, am I right in thinking that hopefully on Twitter you might be able to answer some more?
Indeed, we certainly will try. You can find us on our website, which is www.kent.police.uk. Our Twitter handle is @Kent_police, or you can find our Roads Policing Unit on there as well, which is @Kent Police Roads. Our special constabularies, our volunteers, @Kent Police Specials. And we're on Instagram as well, which is @Kent Police UK.
And just as well, Dan, could you just reiterate how you actually go about applying for Kent Police?
Yes, of course. You go to our website, click on the link and go to jobs. I'd like to quickly add with regards to what Jack has said as well, with regard to an opportunity to ask us questions. On the 20th of August, between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if you go to the College of Policing website, we are holding a live Q&A session, which we can then answer and interact a bit more personally with anybody that's got any specific questions for us. Lastly, first of all, thanks ever so much to KMFM for hosting Kent Police here tonight. And a quick shout out to Patrol Team 4 at Medway and Roads Policing Team 2 that have been messaging us here this evening to make sure they get a shout out. Stay safe out there. Thanks ever so much.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And of course, to all officers on duty right now, because, you know, like Vicky was saying earlier, it is a 365 days a year job. Of course, it is Christmas Day, birthdays and everything. Well, thank you so much for listening this evening. Obviously, everything will be up at the website kmfm.co.uk. If you missed any of the bits from tonight's show, just hit the listen again button on the website.
The Hit List. Kent Police, recruiting now.